I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The Democratic Party is now overtly and openly trying to define what the party will look like in the coming days, months, and into the midterm election year. This is being kickstarted by what many congressional Democrats see as a cave-in of the Chuck Schumer-led caucus in the Senate. There's a deal on the continuing resolution, but the vast majority of congressional Democrats are not happy. Let's go through it. The deal, which basically leaves ACA and the health care on a promise and a handshake of consideration, while thousands of Americans will either lose coverage or will have it become very expensive. It has Representatives Ro Khanna and Seth Moulton accusing Schumer of being ineffective and calling for his removal. Now, Schumer says he personally voted not to pass the bill, but that something had to be done to address the shutdown. For the people on the SNAP program who needed food, and for the transportation industry, as air travel is a mess headed toward the holidays. And it should be also noted that the 8 Democrats who voted for the bill still blame Donald Trump and the GOP for the shutdown. So in the middle of this, a new Democratic power couple may be forming. California Governor Gavin Newsom and newly minted New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani. Mamdani is a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist, and Newsom, who's been the establishment favorite in every race he's ever run, more a centrist, although Republicans love to call him a whacked-out liberal. Roth Smith, a Democratic strategist, tells Politico Newsom and Mamdani represent a repudiation of the practice of politics that the Democratic Party has become accustomed to. Mamdani has claimed he is Trump's worst nightmare. Newsom has become Trump's major antagonist. His memes, his cartoons, and his masterminding the California redistricting push to offset Trump's efforts in Texas. So Newsom is in Brazil at the UN climate conference telling members Trump's climate policies are not what the American people want. As well, taking time before an international audience to express his displeasure with the Democratic Party.
I worry now, though, that sounds like some of my colleagues and friends in the United States Senate, some of my Democratic colleagues, just decided that we're playing by the old set of rules, not the new set of rules, and may have rolled over a little bit.
And he says his party needs to move forward with a strong push of resistance to the old party ways and also with resistance against Trump.
Right now, we've got to hold the line because I think America will become unrecognizable in a year or two unless we fight back.
So questions, and a lot of stuff here. Were those 8 Senate Democrats right in the vote to ultimately open the government, or should they have held out to get a deal on health care? Is the party leadership ineffective, or was it just trying to end the discomfort of the shutdown? Does the party need new leadership? Are either Newsom or Mamdani the right people to lead the resistance? Do the Democrats have others who could lead? Is the time to act now, or should the Democrats just sit back and wait for the midterms? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@baxternews.com.